Distilled is a production of Chemical Processing. Chemical Processing focuses on serving engineers, designing, and operating plants in the chemical industry.
Welcome to this week's edition of Distilled News, a chemical processing production where we review some of the latest articles trending on chemicalprocessing.com. I'm your host, Jonathan Katz, executive editor of Chemical Processing. The U.S. Environmental Protection Agency has been busy the past week with several announcements that impact the chemical industry. On March 18th, a decades-long battle to ban asbestos in the U.S. concluded when the EPA said it would prohibit its remaining uses, marking the first regulation to be finalized under 2016 revisions to the Toxic Substances Control Act. Under the ruling, the EPA's outlawed uses of chrysotile asbestos, the last known form of the material currently in use within the U.S. Some of the current uses for chrysotile asbestos include asbestos diaphragms, sheet gaskets, brake blocks, and aftermarket automotive brakes and linings. The chloralkali sector uses asbestos diaphragms to make sodium hydroxide and chlorine to disinfect drinking water and wastewater. The eight remaining chloralkali facilities that use asbestos must transition to either non-asbestos diaphragms or to non-asbestos membrane technology. Companies that are transitioning multiple facilities to non-asbestos membrane technology have 5 years to convert their first facility, 8 years to convert their second plant, and 12 years to convert their third facility. The EPA is requiring the facilities to certify their continued progress with the agency. Asbestos, once commonly used in insulation, has been linked to more than 40,000 cancer-related deaths per year. On March 14th, the agency said it would tighten ethylene oxide emissions rules for facilities that use the chemical to sterilize medical devices. The agency announced these amendments under the Clean Air Act standards for hazardous air pollution emissions as part of President Biden's ongoing environmental justice initiative. The final rule includes requirements for air pollution controls that will cut emissions by more than 90% at commercial sterilization facilities. The final rule for commercial sterilizers is one of several actions the EPA is taking to reduce ETO exposure. The agency is currently working on a rule to strengthen ETO standards in chemical facilities. The amendments will address emissions at nearly 90 commercial sterilization facilities owned and operated by approximately 50 companies. The new rule includes standards for unregulated emissions like building leaks and chamber exhaust vents, stronger standards for sterilization, chamber vents, and aeration room vents, and requirements for continuous emissions monitoring and quarterly reporting. Sterilizers will also be subject to emission standards during startup, shutdown, and malfunction periods to ensure continuous clean air protection. Other updates include technical and electronic reporting revisions. To address sustainability and safety issues, chemical manufacturers continue to announce new innovations using new formulations and materials. Toray Industries said March 10th it has developed an ion conductive polymer membrane that solves a key capacity issue in batteries. The development delivers 10 times the ion conductivity of alternative methods, according to the company. Metallic lithium anodes employing solid electrolytes pose similar hurdles, according to Toray. The company said it found a solution to these problems using polymer membranes that provide ion conductivity through a process called hopping conduction. This mechanism enables lithium ions to move between interacting sites within non-porous polymer membranes, the company said in a news release. This new offering could accelerate the deployment of solid-state batteries, air batteries, and lithium metal batteries. And Shell Chemicals will supply Braskem with propylene feedstocks partially sourced from bio-based materials. Braskem said March 15th it will use the feedstocks to produce bio-attributed and bio-circular polypropylene. The feedstocks will satisfy growing consumer demand for more sustainable options in packaging, film, automotive, and consumer goods, the company said. The feedstocks have been third-party certified using the mass balance approach, a sustainability measurement that allows for the blending of bio-based and non-sustainable material. That's it for this week's edition of Distilled News. Visit chemicalprocessing.com for more insights, and don't forget to register for our morning briefing and Chemical Processing weekly newsletters. Until next time, stay informed, stay inspired, and let's shape the future of chemistry together. Thank you and goodbye.